KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 9:01, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 39 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our news brought to you by United Group Insurance with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. Two Elkhorn teens were injured during a single vehicle accident Monday afternoon in Shelby County. Sheriff's officials say the driver of the car, 19-year-old Preston Waymeyer, and his passenger, 17-year-old Preston Julesgaard, were hurt after the car they were in went off the road and hit a field driveway. The accident happened on Highway 173 about 5 miles south of Elkhorn at around 2:20 p.m. Officials say the pair were traveling north on 173 when the 2005 Chevy Malibu they were in left the road and traveled some distance in the ditch before hitting a field drive. The impact caused both airbags in the vehicle to deploy. Julesgaard was transported to the Cass County Hospital for treatment of minor head injuries, while Waymeyer sought medical assistance privately. The vehicle sustained about $6,000 damage. News time is 9:02.
This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. How many times has your insurance agent offered you a $100 savings right off the bat?
How does that work?
Glad you asked. When you sign up for Vanishing Deductible from Allied Insurance, you'll get a $100 credit on your deductible immediately. Then, every year you go without having a claim, we'll take another $100 off, up to $500 total. So if you have a $500 deductible, at the end of 5 years, your deductible is zero, and it stays that way until you have a claim.
But then what?
Again, I'm glad you asked. After the first claim, if you happen to have another claim, your deductible will be at the original $500. But every year you go without another claim, your deductible starts vanishing again by $100 per year up to $500. So if you're paying higher premiums in order to carry a smaller deductible, now would be a good time to call me. I'll show you this and many other ways you might save with a policy from Allied Insurance. Because, like Allied Insurance, I'm on your side. United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust.
Officials of the Council Bluffs Police Department say several agencies have banded together to sponsor a prescription drug take-back program on October 29th. The national program provides an opportunity for the public to dispose of potentially dangerous, expired, unused, and unwanted prescription drugs. The drop-off location for those medications will be at the Walgreens store at 2508 West Broadway Street in Council Bluffs from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. on October 29th. Other disposal sites include the Hy-Vee Pharmacy in Red Oak and the Carter Lake City Hall. Officials say disposing of meds by flushing them down the toilet or throwing them into the trash pose potential safety and health hazards. Medicines that are left in the home are highly susceptible to diversion, misuse, and abuse. Studies show the majority of abused prescription drugs are obtained from family and friends, including from the home medicine cabinet. Last April, Americans turned in more than 376,590 pounds, or some 188 tons, of prescription drugs at nearly 5,400 sites operated by the Drug Enforcement Administration, or DEA, and more than 3,000 state and local law enforcement partners. The Council Bluffs PD has participated in three national Take Back Day events since the program's inception in 2010. Those efforts have yielded an average of 176 pounds of surrendered prescription drugs in the city. And for additional sites accepting prescription meds on October 29th, you can check out the DEA's website at www.justice.gov/DEA or link to the site through the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. Well, police in Glenwood report that Officer Anthony Trejo of the Glenwood Police Department began an investigation in reference to several car burglaries throughout the summer of this year, which has led to one arrest. 19-year-old William Lewis Jr. of Glenwood, and arrest warrants were issued as well for 23-year-old Justin Chamley of Omaha, along with 20-year-old Cody Blystone of Red Oak for their alleged involvement. The charges are two counts of theft in the second degree, ongoing criminal conduct, and conspiracy to commit a felony. The investigation remains ongoing, and future updates will be made available to the media when appropriate. Anyone with information pertaining to the car burglaries is encouraged to call the Glenwood Police Department at 712-527-4844. Police in Council Bluffs are looking for a man they say tried to entice a child into his vehicle Monday evening. Bluffs Police Sergeant Dave Dawson said at around 6:30 p.m. a white male, about 30 to 50 years of age, approached a 9-year-old girl who was standing by her bicycle at the intersection of Tipton and Berwick in Council Bluffs. The man got out of his pickup and came to within 4 feet of the girl before kneeling down and stretching out his arms as if to beckon her to him. The girl, however, got on her bike and quickly rode away. The man was described as being 5 feet 11 inches tall, about 2 200 pounds. He had brown hair showing through a black ski mask, brown and black long sleeve shirt, possibly plaid or checkered. He also was wearing blue jeans and black shoes with no laces. The suspect is missing a top right front tooth and bottom left front tooth. He has blue or green eyes and possibly a visible injury to one of his thumbs. The suspect's vehicle was said to have been a red extended cab Chevy pickup with damage to the right rear and a missing wheel cover or aftermarket rim on the right rear. The truck also had gray duct tape on the right rear window, wheel covers or rims with a possible spoke pattern. In addition, its right front fender may have had some sort of decal on it. The license plates are believed to have the numbers 743, but the exact sequence is not known. If you have any information about the vehicle or the suspect, you're asked to contact Council Bluffs Police at 712-326-2512. A Council Bluffs man was taken to the hospital in critical condition Monday after the motorcycle he was a passenger on crashed into a car at South 16th Street and 2nd Avenue in Council Bluffs. Bluffs Police Sergeant Pat Toscano said 23-year-old Eric Brandt was taken to Creighton Medical Center in Omaha following the crash, which happened at around 9:30 p.m. Monday. Toscano said the driver of the cycle, 30-year-old Scott McNeil of Council Bluffs, suffered serious injuries in the crash. Both of the motorcyclists were wearing their helmets. The driver of the car, Bruce McFadden of Council Bluffs, suffered minor injuries. According to the police report, McNeil and Brandt were being pursued westbound on 2nd Avenue by a pickup truck. An investigation is underway to determine if shots had been fired by a passenger in the truck during the chase. As the cycle, which had been reported stolen from Council Bluffs in August, approached the intersection of South 16th Street, it collided with McFadden's car after he had stopped at the intersection and then proceeded south. That entire incident remains under investigation. An 18-year-old Cass County, Iowa man has been sentenced to 4 to 9 years in prison for his role in the deadly shooting of another man in Bellevue, Nebraska. Online court records show Cable Kors of Atlantic was sentenced Monday in Sarpy County District Court after pleading guilty to being an accessory to a felony and aiding consummation of a felony. Kors was originally charged with first-degree murder in the death of 18-year-old Kyle Williams. In exchange for Kors' plea, the murder charge was dropped. Williams was found injured and unresponsive by his grandfather at their home in March. He later died of his injuries. Jonathan Armendariz was sentenced in September to 80 to 100 years in prison on charges of second-degree murder and use of a firearm in Williams' death. A Red Oak man charged in connection with a September 5th go-kart accident that critically injured his 2-year-old son now faces an additional charge as the result of an ongoing investigation. According to Red Oak Police, 35-year-old Sean Michael Soar was charged Monday with operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. Soar also faces felony charges of child endangerment and serious injury by vehicle. The man and his son Ryan were riding a go-kart at around 9:15 p.m. on September the 5th when the machine hit a parked small pickup truck in the 700 block of East Grimes Street in Red Oak. The child was flown by helicopter to a trauma center in Omaha, while his father suffered only minor injuries. An investigation into that accident continues. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, a NATO spokeswoman says the military alliance is very close to terminating the seven-month-long bombing campaign in Libya. The spokeswoman warns, however, that it's still too early to set the exact date. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton's today made it an unannounced visit to the Libyan capital as the administration pledged millions of dollars in additional aid for Libya's new leaders. Someone has driven off with presidential seals. Authorities in Virginia are investigating the theft of a truck containing the seals, podiums, and sound equipment for President Obama's bus tour of Virginia and North Carolina. A Richmond television station reports that the truck was parked at a hotel in Richmond when it was stolen yesterday. It was recovered in the parking lot of another hotel. It's not clear whether the equipment was recovered. Officials say the vehicle did not contain any classified information. And stocks are mixed in early trading on Wall Street today as investors sort through earnings reports and weigh another sign that Europe's credit crisis isn't solved. Moody's warned late yesterday that it may downgrade France's top-notch credit rating in the next 3 months. Several big companies reported earnings before the market opened. Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, and Coca-Cola each gained after reporting third-quarter results. IBM dropped 4% after missing estimates. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down about 73 points. S&P is down 5.5, and the NASDAQ is down a little more than 18. News time is 9:10.
She's off to college. You helped her get everything she needed to succeed. Her books, new bedding, small appliances, and of course a TV. Then there's the smartphone and laptop. Now she's settled in, and the only thing left to do is put out the fire on your credit card and get back to normal. But what if a storm goes through, knocks out all the power, and fries all those brand new electronics? Or the girls down the hall threw a party, inviting a lot of people she doesn't even know. Does she lock her dorm room? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance, your allied insurance agent in Atlantic. Many insurance policies allow your students to be covered on your homeowner's policy when they're at school, but some don't. Some don't cover anything once she lives away from home. Do you know what your policy says? Maybe it's time to review your policy. If we find that she is not covered, I'll show you a renter's policy from Allied that will allow you to rest easy. Call today and let me help, because, like Allied Insurance, I'm on your side. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
In our funeral announcements, James Larson, age 84, of Harlan, died Friday. Memorial services for James Larson will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Marvin Musich, age 70, of Westphalia, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Marvin Musich will be today at 10:30 at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Richard Williamson, age 42, formerly of Anita, died October the 8th in Colorado. Graveside services for Richard Williamson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has arrangements. Anne Marie Kwapaszewski, age 96, of Harlan and formerly of Panama, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Anne Kwapaszewski will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Loretta Wollenhouse, age 79, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Loretta Wollenhouse will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Timothy Catholic Church south of Cumberland. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Bradley Bell, age 57, of Anita, died Monday. Memorial services for Bradley Bell will be Thursday, at 11 a.m. at the Anita Community Center. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. 58-year-old Connie Jameson of Greenfield died Sunday. Funeral services for Connie Jameson will be on Thursday at 11:15 a.m. at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steam Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Dixie Goodner, age 85, of Harlan, died October the 12th. A massive Christian burial service for Dixie Goodner will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Robert Pigsley, age 64, of Des Moines and formerly of Anita, died Sunday. Services for Robert Pigsley are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home. And Shirley Ann Wilson, age 96, of Oakland, died this morning at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. Services for Shirley Wilson are pending at the Reekin Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. Our news was brought to you this morning by United Group Insurance. There are people you know, people you trust.